No, just with the friend. Sometimes these are chances you have to know.
During our weekly meeting, we've noticed that we'd like to train it, if there is one, to come out of meditation, but we can say,
that's all right, but actually, when you come out of meditation, you should come out in silence. Mm-hmm. So, because if you come out in silence, then the person can carry the silence and the peace. Or then if you end up with it's love, you see, it makes the world go round. That's the chant for finalizing the evening. That's the last chant you want to sing before you go.
What is the best bodily position to get a good meditation?
Sitting down.
Any particular way, so take your hands in that position, like keeping your fingers together or something?
No, it's not important. That's only tradition. Just sit down like this and keep the spine straight. The important thing is to keep the spine straight and have the mind here. These here are necessary in the early stages of it to get the mind released. But the energy goes inside in. And we're not too concerned with the body energy, we're concerned with the energy in here. See, this energy here is only working like this all the time. The one in here is working like this. That's the one, dude.
When you're supposed to keep your hands over your eyes and your ears, how long are you supposed to do that?
30 minutes.
Won't it burn your head off? Like when you first start out, you peed it 30 minutes? Well, you I can't do anything.
Prop your hand up on a cushion, you know? Prop your hand up on a cushion. Or a pillow would be easy to do it. That way.
Even if the song gets loud and it burns your eyes and stuff?
Yeah. Enjoy it. That's the purpose of the meditation, to enjoy. Presence is always around when you pull in consciousness. Try to feel it more and listen. Because we are constantly in unity or communication from inside. You listen more, and the more you listen, the more you'll get the answers to your questions that come in through your consciousness, because it's telegraphed by the love. And sometimes you don't need any answers for no questions, because what is more important is that you feel love. See, we don't have enough love flowing to us in 24 hours, and we don't even generate enough of it. When you can feel it and generate it, then your whole body is transformed gradually. That's the purpose of darshan or bandaras or various contact with the spiritual guide, to help you to feel more love. See, it's love the Lord all the time with all your heart, mind and soul. So you begin to have the loving, thankful nature, which is pure devotion. That everything is being taken care of, and you just trust in this principle of love to take care of it. And you will be given the guidance to act. Things fall into place, people come along, and before you know it, if you're alert and aware, you're seeing it happen in the environment already. To what you're looking for, what you need. So it's more of a photo finish existence. This is the purpose of the spiritual life. Because what is a miracle? Just a photo finish experience. But it happens all the time, so expect the miracle and it always can be there. learning to feel love, feel peace. We don't do much of this in our daily lives. We don't have much organizations centered upon that type of thinking. That you sit down and try to incorporate peace into your nature. You have to make it, you know. Blessed are the peacemakers. You got to make this peace. You have to manufacture it from within yourself by being conscious of it. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For they are always at the very center of the reservoir of a being. As you try to bring yourself more into peace, you are always staying in that reservoir. You don't go out of the reservoir. You move in the reservoir of peace. And this insulates you against the environment. It strengthens you against the environmental pull, the tension of the environment, the repercussions from the environment. As you stay within the center of the peace, and it's feeling more than thinking. You have to feel. See, we hear, but we seldom listen. And meditation is one of listening, not hearing. It's one of feeling. The more you listen and feel, the more you become engulfed in the unity of the joy. You begin to glow in your own being. And then the mind don't wander as much. The mind doesn't become restless or irritable. It begins to experience the calmness. And then when the mind is calm, then you can direct it on anything you want to do without getting uptight or fatigue or in a state of frustration. You can really concentrate them. So you can't concentrate if you relax. You first got to be tense, then relax, then concentrate. You first got to create a condition to relax from it in order to focus. But to just start off relaxing to concentrate, it don't work that way. That's why you go through the periods of anxiety, tension, restlessness, then you begin to relax from that state. After you relax from the tension, the anxiety, then the mind is calm, then it can focus. It's a threefold movement. First, tension, relaxation, concentration, or centering, or being. But you got to have first the resistance, the anxiety, to relax from, to let go from, in order to flow or simple. So, just close the eyes and enjoy peace, enjoy harmony of being. Question. Yeah, I think no.
If you had a special hat that you'd like to wear, have you?
No.
No?
The roses represent God realization, and the blessings of the masters in all their ceremonies. And if you keep some of the petals where you meditate or in a locket, it carries the vibration of their presence all the time. And it helps you in your meditation. It's another form of prasad. instead of just being something that you eat now, it's the contact point with the vibration of the initiation. It helps you to relive the experience of initiation every time and expand your consciousness out more.
Is it all right to give your petals to someone?
Yes, it's all right to give your petals to someone.
Who is my name?
Yeah, it's all right to help them to raise their consciousness. But there are some things that are given to the initiate is for the initiate's own use. Mm-hmm. And they should keep it as a special blessing for their own personal development. Do you have any prasad?
Do I have any prasad?
The extra prasad that we can bless for that.
Yes.
So that this will be for each individual person's own spiritual development. He uses it himself.
I have two bags of
this. Well, if you break it up, it's shared. I'm going to be
wrong. What do you mean? You said that the petals are magnetized.
They have the vibration of the master. I didn't say magnetized.
I thought you said
no, I never used the word magnetized. They carry the vibration of the masters and the blessings and can be used in your meditation. It helps to raise your vibration in your meditation.
If I heard you right.
You can add some more to it if you buy it, add some more to it, but that would be just for your own personal use. You don't share that with nobody.
Dan, how does prasad work?
Eat it. That's the answer the master gave. How does the food in my mouth taste in yours?
Something like
the bread and wine. Yes. We cannot share the experience of prasad inside with others. This is something you have to discover for yourself. All right. I'll give you a couple of examples and then maybe you'll understand prasad. You're hungry. You're thirsty. You just had an enema. But you're told by the doctor, don't eat because you can get constipation. Yet the odor of the food seems to give you strength. Wherever you are, the odor of food gives you strength. You understand prasad now?
Sustenance from just from the fragrance of the food.
See, doctor said don't eat, you'll have constipation. You just had an enema. So what's inside of you? But if the odor of food gives you strength, what have you got now? See? That's as far as I can describe prasad, how it works inside. I'll describe darshan now.
Very mystical.
Hmm?
Very mystical.
In darshan, some people ask the grandfather of the present teacher, Chan Singh, what is darshan? And he said, go to the village, you're going to meet two people who will tell you what it is. So they went to the village, they spent a whole month, and all they saw was 2 crows. So they came back and said, "Sir, we went to the village, we didn't see anybody, but all we saw was 2 crows. He said, "I'm sorry. Maybe next month they'll be there, go back." So they went back the second time. They saw 2 swans. Nobody in the village. They came back and said, "Sir, we didn't see anything, but we saw 2 swans. He said, "I'm sorry. I know they got to be there. I would not be lying to you. Go back this trip. One more time, just try. You go see somebody, tell the darshanis." Went the third time and they saw 2 people there. So they said, "Oh, you're the people that tell us about darshan." And the 2 people said, "Oh, you're the 2 people that came and saw us the first time when we were 2 crows. Second time you came back, we were 2 swans. Now you come back and see us, we're 2 humans. We're glad you saw a master." Darshan is like Prashad. How are we going to explain Prashad now? You just had an enema. See, you just had an enema. You told on each and get constipated. And everything you inhale makes you strong.
Living a whole year.
Well, they want to tell you that, but you see, you have to take it out of your own head.
I wish you'd repeat again about the keys of the kingdom.
That's the keys of the kingdom is the article life stream, the techniques to see the do the holy breath. See? The techniques of doing the holy breath, techniques of repeating the holy name, and the technique of listening to the heart inside the brain and seeing the light. These 3 techniques is the key to the kingdom. Kingdom of heaven is within you, you see. Yakshan pulls up your consciousness to downward current, binds out the karma.